Morning, everyone. My name's Sophie. I'm on community here. We'll start with the liturgy. The morning has risen, sleep is still in our eyes, but at once on our lips shall be your praise. We glorify, praise, and adore you. We, that is, the earth, the water, and the sky, that is, the people here on earth. Everything that you have created enjoys your sun and your grace. Dawn glistens on the grasses, mist is still hanging on the trees, and a soft wind promises a fine day. Should we not enjoy everything that you have created? We are meant to. That is why we are so joyful this dawn. O Lord, grant us the hours and minutes do not slip away in our hands, but that we may live in your time. Amen. The passage this morning is Exodus 20, verses 1 to 11. And God spoke all these words: I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on earth beneath it, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parent to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to your Lord. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So this, I've got two reflections on this. So this is the first half of God giving the commandments, and the two that I think stick out most are the Sabbath and the no other gods. So as people who value productivity, we often see rest as an afterthought, and here God reminds us that rest is not optional. Even he rested. It's a declaration that the world doesn't depend on you. And the no other gods, my reflection on that is, I think this more means things that can take place of God in our lives. Like fill the space of God and take away our time and attention from him. That could be your work or like social media or stuff like that. I was thinking we could just have some time to reflect on this passage. and then we'll play a song. And
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up
till I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.